Praise the Lord, Radio. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Dr. Angela Pradham with Servants of Christ Community Outreach. You are listening to Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministries, where the pastor is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. Please send all correspondence and offerings to LorenzoCrawford59@gmail.com. And also Lorenzo Crawford, P.O. Box 389-385, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. I thank God for you being with us on tonight. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. In Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for another day, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for just being so good, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings now bestowed upon us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for waking us up on today, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you just look down and have mercy, Heavenly Father. We need you, Lord, like never before. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you search us through and through, Heavenly Father. And if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out. Make us worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in your word, whatever we ask in your name, just believe it and we shall receive it, Lord. Well, we believe you to do all things, Heavenly Father. Lord, we believe you to be a healer in the doctor's office, Lord God. We believe you to be a healer in the hospital, Lord. We believe you're a miracle worker, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know you can do all things, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you, Heavenly Father. We ask you in Jesus' name that you would give us what you would have us to have on tonight, Heavenly Father. Word in my mouth to say what you would have me to say, Heavenly Father. Speak to the hearts on tonight, Lord God. Lord, there's someone hurting, Heavenly Father. Lord, someone needs you to work out their situation, Lord God. Someone needs you to hear and answer prayer, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said, believe and we shall receive it, Lord God. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. For you said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord, you said you will make us the head and not the tail. You will make us above and not beneath. We will lend and not borrow. Lord, that's what we believe, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name. Bless all the church doors open in your name, Heavenly Father. Have mercy on your servants, Lord God. We need you and can't make it without you, Lord. Have mercy on the families on tonight, Heavenly Father. Someone's heart is broken, Lord God. Need you to mend the broken heart, Lord God. Need you to have mercy right now, Heavenly Father. Someone don't know which way to go, Lord God. Need you to lead and guide, Heavenly Father. Speak to that heart right now, Lord God. You know everyone's thought afar off, Lord. There's nothing that get past you, Heavenly Father. There's nothing you don't know and nothing you can't see, Lord God. You see that man right now, Heavenly Father. Have mercy and undertake, Heavenly Father, in the situation, Lord God. Oh, God, he don't know which way to go, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said that if we acknowledge you in all our ways, you will direct our path, Lord God. We need your direction, Lord God. We need your lead and your guide, Heavenly Father. Lord, asking you to speak right now to that depressed person, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, they don't seem to know what to do, which way to turn, Heavenly Father. Lord, but just speak to their hearts right now, Lord God. Speak to their mind in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in the midst of the storm, Heavenly Father. No one can give us peace like you can, Lord God, because you got peace like a river, Heavenly Father. Quiet side, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you in Jesus' name that you just look down and search us through and through, Heavenly Father. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out, Lord. Make us worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, Heavenly Father. Lord, we need you every step of the way, Heavenly Father. Lord, someone's child is missing, Lord God. Have mercy right now. Ban every hindrance, every cause, evil spirit, accident spirit, every mean, mad, upset, disagreeing spirit, Lord, and let peace abide. Bring them back home safely, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing you cannot do, Heavenly Father. Send your warring angels out right now to fight for them in the spirit, Heavenly Father. Bind everything that's not like you, Lord God. Every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ is against thee, Satan. The Lord God rebuke thee. The blood of Jesus is against thee. Oh, God, we know you're able to do everything, Heavenly Father. Help us to trust in you like never before, Lord God. Help us to look to the hills from whence comes our help, for how help come from you, Lord God. Help us to look unto thee, Lord God, the author and finisher of our faith, Lord God. We believe, Heavenly Father, if there's any doubt, Lord, help out our unbelief, Lord God. Help us, Lord, because we need you, Heavenly Father. For vain is the help of man, Lord. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for your mercy that you've shown upon us. Have mercy according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out our transgressions and wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sins, Lord God. For we acknowledge our transgression and our sin is ever before thee. Against thee and thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest, Lord. We need you, Lord, to make a way out of no way, Heavenly Father. Touch and heal sick and afflicted right now, Lord God. Touch and heal, Lord. We know you're a healer. We know you're a way maker. We know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Someone's in a lot of pain, Heavenly Father, right now, Lord. Touch and heal their body, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, someone's calling on you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it right now, Lord. We know you can. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We know you can make a way out of no way, Lord God. We know you can hear us, Lord, even if we never say a word, Lord God. You know our thoughts are far off, Lord God. You know our hearts, Lord God. You know everything about us, Heavenly Father. We're calling on you to bind up the enemy right now, Lord God, that's making havoc of our homes, Lord God, that's making havoc in our schools on the streets, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind up every mean, mad, upset, disagreeing spirit. Oh, God, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord. We know you're able, Lord God of Abraham, hear us on tonight, Lord. Lord God of Isaac, hear us on tonight, Lord God. Lord God of Abraham, hear us on tonight. Lord God of Israel, hear us on tonight, Lord. We need you and can't make it without you. Oh, God, without you, we be like a ship that's tossed it to and fro, Heavenly Father. Don't know which way to go. Don't know our up from our down. Oh, God, but we know you're able to do all things, Heavenly Father. We know you can make the crooked way straight, the trouble that we may be in. We know you can fix it. We know you can make the rough way smooth. Oh, God, seems like nothing is going our way. We know you can do it. We know you can hear and answer prayer. We know there's nothing you don't see and nothing you don't know. Have mercy right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now that young man. Oh, God, he needs you. Lord, bind the devil that's trying to make him do that thing that he's considering in his heart and in his thoughts. Bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ is against thee, Satan. Oh, God, we know you can do it. There's nothing, Heavenly Father, you don't see. Oh, God, even night is day unto you, Lord God. So we ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. We need you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your peace. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up. We call on you, Jesus, because we know, Heavenly Father, this power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost power. We thank you for the anointing that breaks the yokes. We thank you for your healing virtue. We thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for waking us up another day we never seen before. We thank you for leading, guiding us, Heavenly Father, as we went out to go to work, to go to school, to go wherever we needed to go. We thank you for being with us, bringing us back home safely. We thank you for your love and kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being so good. There's nobody like you. We can search all over, but we can't find anybody like you. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask and pray, Lord, all these things in my Son Jesus Christ's name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for being so good, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We just thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Because God is good all the time. Amen. Even when things don't seem to be going our way, you know God is still good. Because when he wakes us up, he gives us a chance. Amen. Another chance, another day that we never seen before. Amen. And I'm coming from Psalms 27. Amen. I just want to read this to you. Amen. To encourage your heart. Amen. Because it's going to be all right. It may not look it, but it's going to be all right. The 27th division of Psalms reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" It's just letting us know that because of the Lord being with us and the Lord is on our side, who should we fear? Why should we be afraid? Because God is on our side. And if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. And the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There's no need to be afraid because the Lord is our strength. He sees us through. He takes us by the hand, and sometimes he carries us. When it seems like the load just gets a little heavy, he carries the load for us. Because when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Even when the evil people, the ones that don't mean us any good, our enemies, the ones that's against us, our foes, the ones that hate us, when they come up on us and try to kill us and devour us, they stumbled and fell. That means they didn't do it. They weren't able to carry out their plans that they had devised against us. They said they stumbled and fell. So though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Now that's saying a lot. Though an host should encamp against me, can you just imagine just yourself and people surrounding you, trying to get at you, trying to hurt you, trying to kill you, trying to destroy you? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. The war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Why? Because the Lord is on my side. The Lord is on our side, people of God. And when God is on your side, he's more than anything that you're going through. He's more than anybody and what they can do for you. He's more than any situation that comes about. That's your confidence, is knowing God is on our side. That's our confidence. That's our strength, knowing who God is and that he is with us. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Here's one thing that I really want, that I desire of the Lord. You know, when you have a desire, it's something that you really want to have. He says, it's one thing that I'm desiring from the Lord, that I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David is saying, and we can say this today too, if this is our heart's desire, is to seek after God, because you know that's who God, he's seeking such, to worship him, to seek after him and in truth. God is looking for us to seek after him, to want to find him, to look for him. He's saying that's what he desires, is to look for God and to dwell in the house of the Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord all the days of his life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to seek after God, to praise God, to worship God, to learn about God, to want to know about God, to stay in the presence of the Lord. So for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock in the time of trouble. You know, that's a special time when you're in trouble. It says that in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his place, in the secret of his tabernacle, where the enemy can't find us. Amen. Because God is covering us, because God is watching over us, because of the blood of Jesus Christ covers us from evil. It says, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Amen. He's going to establish my going. He's going to set me on a rock. And we know that a rock is somewhere stable and secure. Amen. And can't nothing really shake a heavy rock. And that's where God is going to place us. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Because the Lord is going to hide me. Because the Lord is going to keep me in his secret place where the enemy don't know where I am, even though I'm right here. But he can't touch us. He's going to set us up upon a rock. And when he does that, now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. I'm not going to worry of what they can do to me or what they're trying to do to me, because God's got my back. You know, God, if God is on your side, what can man do unto us? It says, therefore, since my head is lifted above mine enemies round about me, therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Now, you know the Lord loves to hear praises unto him. He loves for us to sing unto him in spiritual songs. Amen. He says, therefore, I'm going to offer in his tabernacle, sacrifices of joy. We praise God. Amen. God is seeking us to worship him in spirit and in truth. He's looking for us to sing unto him. He's looking for us to praise him, to worship him, to magnify him. So I will sing praises unto the Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Oh God, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. Oh God, we magnify your name. We glorify your name. Oh God. See, the Lord, he's looking for us to sing praises unto him. Amen. We just need to give God some praise. We just need to give God, because he's worthy. He is worthy of all the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of our lives. He's worthy of everything. Because God is. Therefore, we are. Because God is, we are because of God. We're living because of God. He came to seek and to save that which is lost. We all have been lost. But now we're found. Amen. Now we can sing praises and offer unto the Lord God our lives. He's saying, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You know, God is a heart God. He knows everyone's heart. He knows all our hearts. He knows our thoughts afar off. He's in the heavens, and he looks down upon us, and he has mercy upon us. Amen. And he came to save us. Amen. And if we need to be saved, God can do it. If we need deliverance, God's got it. Whatever you need, God's got it. I'm reminded of this old song from long ago. And it goes like, what you need, God's got it. What you need, God's got it. What you need, God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. What you need. God's got it. What you need, God's got it. God's got it. God's got it. God's got everything you need. So whatever you need, God's got it. He got just exactly what you need, especially what you need. Amen. So if anybody needs something from God, tonight is your night. You can get it. God is standing with stretched out arms. If we don't know him in the way that he wants us to know him, we can know him that way tonight. Amen. For God is seeking such, amen, to save on tonight. So I want you to repeat after me, because God is calling us to live for him. These are what they say, the last and evil days. So much is going on. And in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need the Lord to be our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? So if the Lord is not your light on tonight, I recommend Jesus to you, because he that kind of friend. I recommend Jesus. So all you have to do, I want you to repeat after me. If you want the Lord to be the light in your salvation so that you won't fear, close your eyes and bow your head. And I want you to think on Jesus, that he died for us. God sent his only begotten Son. He loved us that much to save us, to deliver us, to bring us out. So I want you to repeat after me, Lord God, I ask you to forgive me for all the things I've ever said, thought, or did that displeased thee. Lord, I repent. I am sorry. Lord, help me to turn from my evil and wicked ways to please you. Lord, I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die for my sins. Lord, I believe that you raised him on the third day. Lord, I receive Jesus Christ in my heart as my personal Savior. Lord, I believe, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to come into my heart. Live in me so I may live for you. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, I want to ask you a question. Amen. For all the ones that just said that prayer, where is the Lord Jesus now? I want you to think about that. Where is the Lord Jesus? And the answer is, if you accepted him as your personal Savior, and you accepted him in your heart, and you believe God to send him, and that he died, but he rose again the third day, and you accept him as your personal Savior, he's living in your heart right now. That's all it is. That's all it takes. Now you are saved. Now I want you to go to a Bible-believing church that's speaking the word of God. And I want you to read your Bible, learn more about God and what it is that he has for you to do. You got a job to do and a God to glorify. Amen. God loves you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness has he called us. Amen. Well, I thank God for you being with us on tonight. Thank you. This is Pastor Dr. Angela L. Perdomo with Servants of Christ Ministries, and you're listening to Thank You, Jesus Christ Ministries, where the pastor is Bishop Lorenzo Crawford. Please send all correspondence and offerings to LorenzoCrawford59@gmail.com and Lorenzo Crawford, P.O. Box 389385, Chicago, Illinois 60638. I thank God for you. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. I have read from Psalms, the 27th division. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the thing he has done. Amen. Good night.